Okay, we're in our 18th session, book 2, Medina course. And last week, inshallah, hopefully whoever was here, you remember that last week we began to deal with lesson number 9, right? 9, yes. We finished lesson number 8, dealing with the review of the verbs. And we started lesson number 9, which has a number of various grammatical points. And we went over some of them before the Salat, just briefly. And you should have read for homework the key. You should have reread it to review it for class today. And you should have also written out the exercises that we did in class last week from lesson number 8, whatever we did in class last week. And the vocabulary and the dialogue. Today we want to start with the reading of the dialogue for lesson number 9. And then we want to start doing the exercises, as many of them as is possible. The dialogue is very long, and I really, really do hope that you have read it already, at least once or twice or three times. The more times you read it, the better. There's a lot of material and a lot of points, and if you have read it already, certainly we will be able to get much more benefit out of this class time. All right? So again, if you have not studied the key for lesson number 9, which begins on page 28 and ends on page 33. It's a long key. If you haven't studied it carefully, then during this week you need to go over it. You definitely need to go over the key for lesson number 9, especially point number 1 and point number 2 and point number 3 and point number 4 and point number 5. Now I'm just the whole thing. Right? All of it. Now, there are 13 exercises for this lesson. So it does require, it's going to take some time. So the more you do for homework, the easier it will be for us to get through it with benefit. All right? Five. Let's turn to the Arabic text of lesson number 9 on page 59 and read the dialogue, discuss the grammatical points that it contains, and any questions that you may have, we'll try to clarify them. Again, when we're reading the dialogue, brothers and sisters, I expect you to be able to read the dialogue correctly. That means you have to practice with it a little bit. I expect you to comprehend what we are reading, to be able to translate the meaning of this dialogue. And I also expect you to be able to explain to me any grammatical points that's in the dialogue, whether it's from this lesson or from previous lessons. If I ask any question about a grammatical point in the dialogue, you should be able to explain it. And that would not be difficult if you are reviewing the grammatical points from the previous lessons from time to time. You have to go through it. You have to review it. You have to go back and read them. If you don't go back and read them, you'll find difficulty in remembering all these grammatical points. It's just so much. It's not possible for the normal person to remember them unless you are reviewing them. And you also have to review the vocabulary. And in order to understand and comprehend the dialogue, you have to memorize the vocabulary. So every lesson, we should be trying to memorize as much of the vocabulary as possible. Whoever memorizes the whole vocabulary for every lesson, that is the ideal situation that we love. But if you miss a few words, alhamdulillah, we are only human beings. We'll catch them later, hopefully. Okay, الدرسو التاسعو, the 9th lesson. Page 59. Anybody does not have their book with them? Okay, so if you have your book, or your, what do they call them things? Your pad, iPad, your tablet, something. Telephone. Alright? Lesson number 9. دَخَلَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْفَصْلَ. What does it mean? طيب دخل is the فعل المدرس is what فاعل مرفوع وعلامة رفعه ضمة right and الفصل is what المفعول به مفعول به is مرفوع ومجرور منسوب and the sign that is منسوب is what فتى دخل المدرس الفصل ووجد فيه خمسة عشر طالبا فقط the teacher into the classroom, and what? And found in it 15 students only. Why does he say only? What does that indicate to us? If he say he only found 15 students, that means what? That means somebody's missing. It's supposed to be more than that. He only found 15. If the class, if there's only 15 students in the class, it won't make sense for him to say he entered the class and only found 15 students. That's all it's supposed to be is 15, right? But he says only 15. When you see, hear somebody saying that kind of expression, means that something's missing. Somebody's absent, right? Or they went out or something. وَوَجَدَ فِي خَمْسَةَ عَشَرَ طَالِبًا. Okay, why is خَمْسَةَ with فَتَّة? Okay, you're saying that the adad is opposite?
Opposite
the ma'adud. Okay, so the ma'adud is masculine, and so the adad is feminine, huh? Okay, but why does it take fatta? Wajada fihi khamsata. Why is it khamsata? Fihi, fihi is a preposition. It's no change. Khamsata ashara. Remember the compound numbers? Numbers that have two parts? They are mabniyun. Mabniyun ala fatta. It doesn't change. Doesn't change. Mabniyun ala fatta. Wajada fihi khamsata ashara taliban. Fakat. Faqala lahum. What does that mean? Faqala lahum. Huh? Then he said to them, when he entered, then he entered and he only found 15 students. So he said to them, أين الطلاب الجدد الخمسة الذين جاءوا أمس؟ أين الطالب الطلاب الجدد الخمسة؟ What does that mean?
Where are the five new students?
الذين جاءوا أمس. Who came yesterday. Naam. Okay. Why is al-jududu marfu'un with dhamma? Okay, because al-tullabu al-judud. What about tullabu al-judud? Naat al-man'ut. Naam. Tayyib. Al-ladhina ja'u amsi. Why is amsi with kasra? If anybody knows.
Because
of mudaf ilay. No. I said if anybody knows, to give you an idea that maybe nobody knows. I'm saying if anybody knows.
There's no explanation for...
I know.
Okay, hold on, wait a minute, he knows. Yes.
Maf'ulun
fihi. Maf'ulun fihi is... Maf'ulun fihi and maf'ulun bihi should be mansub. The sign that it's mansub is fatta. That's why you say al-yawma. Naam. It is maf'ulun fihi, but that's not why it has kasra. It has kasra because it's mabniyun. The word amsi is maf'ulun fihi, yes. It's a dharf al-zaman, indicating time. But this maf'ulun fihi is mabniyun ala fatta, so it doesn't change. I mean, mabniyun ala fatta. Mabniyun ala kasra. Normally the maf'ulun fihi, like maf'ulun bihi, is mansub with fatta. The sign that is mansub is fatta. But this maf'ulun fihi, dharf al-zaman, indicating time, it is mabniyun ala kasra. Okay, so why does it have kasra? It's mabniyun ala kasra. It doesn't change from kasra. Okay? It's not majroor. It's not majroor. It's maf'ulun fihi. But it's mabniyun ala kasra. Normally, maf'ulun fihi has fatta. But here, this one has kasra and it's mabniyun ala kasra. Okay? Al-ladhina ja'u amsi. Where are the five new students who came yesterday? Qala Abdullahi. Hadaru al-yawma. Wa kharaju qabla qaleelin. Adhunnu annahum dhahabu ila al-mudiri. Qala Abdullahi. Abdullah say what? Hadaru al-yawma. What does it mean? They attended today, al-yawma. وَخَرَجُوا قَبْلَ قَلِيلًا. And they went out a little while ago. أَظُنُّ
أنهم ذهبوا إلى المدير.
I think they went to the headmaster, director, نعم, principal.
رجع الطلاب الخمسة بعد قليل. What does it mean? نعم, the five students returned after a little while. طيب, رجع is the fail. الطلاب is what? الفاعل, مرفوع بضمة. الخمسة is what? Is منعوت? Is منعوت? It's a sifa noun, but what word are we using here?
Not.
It's a sifa noun, but we're saying it's not. It's a not describing a tulab. Okay, when a number is being used as a not, it comes after the word that it's describing, okay? Comes after. But it's a not here. This word khamsa is a not describing, telling us something about the students. What about them? That they are five. The five students. Now, the five students. So it's coming after it. Okay, raja at-tullabu al-khamsatu بعد قليل فقال لهم المدرس أإلى المدير ذهبتم يا أبنائي فقال لهم المدرس. What does that mean? The teacher said to them. فقال لهم, he said to them. Who said to them? المدرس. المدرس is the فاعل, it's مرفون. The sign that is مرفون is what? ضمة. فقال المدرس لهم. It's possible. نعم. Because فقال, right, is you are getting ready to relate something, to convey what was said. What did he say? المدرس. لا. فقال لهم المدرس. فقال المدرس لهم. Oh, maybe not. Allahu a'lam. It's going to require some examination. فَقَالَ لَهُمَ الْمُدَرِّسُ. Allahu a'lam. It seems like this came in this order correctly.
Yes.
I mean, only. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ. Allahu a'lam. إِلَى أَإِلَى الْمُدِيرِ ذَهَبْتُمْ يَا أَبْنَائِي. أَإِلَى الْمُدِيرِ ذَهَبْتُمْ. Now here, the arrangement of this sentence could be changed. أَذَهَبْتُمْ إِلَى الْمُدِيرِ is possible. But here, the order is changed here for a reason, and that is for emphasis. So he wants to emphasize, did you actually go to the mudir? أَإِلَى الْمُدِيرِ ذَهَبْتُمْ? Huh? Otherwise, it's perfectly proper to say, أَذَهَبْتُمْ إِلَى الْمُدِيرِ. But here, the reversal of the order is for تَأْكِيد, for emphasis, for affirmation, confirmation that yes, we actually went to the mudir. Ya abnai, did you actually go to the mudir? قالوا نعم ذهبنا إليه لأننا ما وجدنا أسماءنا في القائمة. They said نعم ذهبنا إليه. Huh? What meaning? Means what?
We
went to him. لأننا. What does that mean? Because. لأننا. We. That na is the damir for the first person plural. Na, nahnu. لأننا. Huh? Because we. ما وجدنا أسماءنا في القائمة. We did what? Did not find. ما وجدنا. ما here is ما النافية. The ما of negation. ما وجدنا. We did not find. أسماءنا في القائمة. أسماءنا. What is the إعراب of أسماءنا? Why is it أسماءنا?
Because it relates back to them again.
نعم. نا refers back to them. But why is أسماء? Why is it منسوب بفتح? مفعول به. ما وجدنا. What is it that we did not find? Our names. أسماءنا في القائمة. What is the meaning of في القائمة? In the list. In the list of names. يعني attendance list or something. طيب, جلس المدرس وقال أقرأتم الدرس.
أقرأتم درس الأمس؟ I'm sorry. أقرأتم درس الأمس يا أبنائي؟ What does it mean? جلس المدرس وقال and said, the teacher sat and then and said what? أقرأتم درس الأمس. What does it mean? Did you read yesterday's lesson? The lesson of yesterday? The lesson of yesterday? That's what? Dars is, what is the Arab of Dars? Mafulun bi mansub, and it's also Mudawfun ila al-amsi. Mudawfun ila amsi. Tayyib. Did you read yesterday's lesson or the lesson of yesterday, ya abanai? Qala al-tullabu, the student said, Naam. قرأناه وكتبناه وحفظناه. What does it mean? We read it and we wrote it and we memorized it. نعم قرأناه. Notice that all of these are verbs, all referring back to the students, right? That's why they're saying we read, we wrote, we memorized. قال المدرس. The teacher said, أفهمتموه. What is the origin of this verb here used in this question here? أفهمتموه. There's something added to it. What is it without the addition? أفهمتم. فهمتم أنتم. أفهمتم. But why are we adding this موه? Why is موه here added? The wow.
The wow.
فهمتم. فهمتم, is this plural or singular? It's plural already. فهمتم is plural. If it was singular, it would be أفهمت. But it's فهمتم, that's plural. So why is it أفهمتم? Now you do, you understand it, but why are we adding this wow here? Not to make it plural, it's already plural. فهمتم is plural. أنتم, that's plural. Huh? Because the attachment of, not because the attachment,
no, not the
damir. The damir. Because when you had this from fahamtum, second person plural masculine, fahamtum, whenever you add a pronoun connected to it, then you have to add wow. Add, make the, walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. The meme, don't forget, remind me tomorrow. Huh? The meme that has sukoon is replaced by dhamma and it's elongated by wow. Fahamtum, fahamtumu. Because of the idafa of the pronoun who.
Oh, let me ask you, any time we add any pronoun or only who?
Any pronoun. When any pronoun is added to it. فهمتموه, فهمتموها, فهمتمو, whatever. Any pronoun is added to it. Ka, ki, kum, nam.
Alright?
You always put wow.
For
and dhamma. Dhamma and wow. Because originally it was sukun. فهمتم. فهمتموها. فهمتمو.
Is it for all the verbs?
Not for all verbs. No, for second person masculine plural. طيب. قال نعم فهمناه جيدا. What does it mean?
We understand it
well. Yes, we understand it جيدا. Very well. Then they went on to say ما أسهل هذا الدرس. ما أسهل. أسهل is from سهل, which means what? Easy. So this is a فعل تعجب. أسهل on the وزن أفعل with فتح all the time. ما أسهل هذا الدرس. What does it mean? Oh, how easy. Oh, how easy is this lesson? Yeah, this is not ما asking a question. This is ما, this is not ما of negation. This is ما التعجب. Yeah, and there's more than that. There's at least 4, 5, 6 more months. Naam. Naam.
My amazement.
Naam, this is my amazement. Naam. Okay, ta'ajjub. Qala Abdurrahman. Abdurrahman said, Ana ma fahamtu fihi thalatha kalimatin. What did he say? What's the meaning of what he said? Ana ma fahamtu fihi thalatha kalimatin. What about fihi? In it, in what? In the dars, in the lesson. He said, I didn't understand in it, in the lesson, in the dars, three words. Said, kalimatin, why is it taken kasra, majroor, why?
Because it's not a
Because of fihi, because it's mudafan ilayhi, idafa. It's mudaf ilayhi. Thalatha kalimatin, mudafan, mudafan ilayhi. Why is thalatha wa fatha? Why is it mansoob with fatha?
Because it's
what makes it mansoob?
Well, because it's actually it's the it's the
object
of the
mafoolan bihi,
right.
The object of the verb. Yeah. Fahamt. Ma fahamtu. What is it that he didn't understand? Three mudafun ilay words. Qala al-mudarrisu. Ma hiya? What does that mean? Ma hiya? What are they? Here is singular feminine. Why is using singular feminine if you're saying they, plural?
Because it's more than one inanimate object.
Inanimate. Are you talking about something that's not aqil, غير aqil? Okay, kalimat. So kalimat is plural, but because it's غير aqil, we use the feminine singular. طيب. Here, ما هي, the teacher says. قال عبد الرحمن, he said, قرأنا في الدرس هذه الجملة. قرأنا في الدرس هذه الجملة. What is the meaning?
I read.
قرأنا.
We read.
What did we read?
In the lesson.
In the lesson, what did we read?
This sentence.
Okay, الجملة, why is it mansoob with fatha?
It's Bedel.
Naam. Because what? قَرَأْنَا فِي الدَّرْسِ هَذِهِ. هَذِهِ is the مَفْهُول بِي. And الْجُمْلَةَ is Bedel. Bedel. For هَذِهِ. Bedel means that it could take the place of the ism ishara that it's connected to. Whenever you have an ism ishara followed by a noun that has alif lam, that's Bedel. That means it can be exchanged for it. You can take out هذه, the ism ishara, and you can say قرأنا في الدرس الجملة.
Okay.
الجملة. But he wants to be more specific. هذه الجملة. This specific جملة. What is the sentence that he read in it? عاد جدي من الخرطوم. What does it mean? My grandfather returned from الخرطوم. فما معنى هذه الكلمات الثلاثي. What is the meaning? فما معنى هذه الكلمات الثلاثي. What is the meaning? So what is the meaning of these three words? What is the meaning of these three words? قال المدرس عاد معناها رجع. عاد معناها رجع. What does it mean? عاد معناها, the meaning of it is رجع. Okay, عاد, the meaning of it is what? To return. عاد means he returned. عاد means the same as رجع. والجد, as far as the word الجد, معناها, the meaning of it is أبو الأبي or أبو الأمي. So what is the meaning of الجد? أبو الأبي or أبو الأمي. The father of the father or the father of the mother. Father of the father is what? Your paternal grandfather. And the father of the mother is your maternal grandfather. Huh? Your father's father or your mother's father is your jed. Fayyib. Well, Khartoum, as far as the word Khartoum, it is Asimatu Sudani. It is the what? The capital of As-Sudan. Khartoum is the capital of As-Sudan. Afahamt?
Asimatu means capital?
Yeah, Asima. Asimatu means capital. Capital means the head city in a country, right? So then the teacher, after he explains these three words, he says, Afahamta? Did you understand? Qal Abdul Rahman, Al-Ana Fahamtu. Meaning what? Now I understand. Now I understand. Al-an afahamtu. Naam, page 60. ثم فتح المدرس كتابه وقرأ درسا جديدا. ثم فتح المدرس كتابه. What does it mean? Then the teacher opened his book. وقرأ درسا جديدا. And read what? The new lesson.
Darsan
jadida means the new lesson?
No, darsan is what?
A new lesson. Dars means lesson. Huh? No alif lam. A new lesson. He read a new lesson. It's possible he could have said the new lesson, but he didn't say that. He said a new lesson. Okay? What's the new lesson? خلق الله الشمس والقمر والنجوم والأرض والبحار وخلق كل شيء خلق الإنسان من طين. To the end of the lesson.
Huh? Over here I'm still Dafa.
Why does it have Fattatain?
Yeah,
Fattatain. It has Fattatain because he said Qara'a Darsan Jadidan. Why is Darsan having Fattatain, somebody? Why does it have Fattatain? It doesn't have Alif Lam, so it has to have Tanween. But why does it have Fatta, though? Fattatain. Huh? Because the Mafulun B is the object of the verb Qara'a. What did he read? He read a Dars. That's the Mafulun B, Mansoob. Sign that is Mansoob is Fatta. It doesn't have Alif Lam, so it has Tanween. Jadidan is a what? Not. Describing dars. Okay, what is the dars? خلق الله الشمس والقمر والنجوم والأرض والبحار. What does that mean? خلق الله الشمس. Allah created the sun. والقمر and the moon. والنجوم and the stars. والأرض and the earth. والبحار and the seas. Bahr, Bihar. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ And he created everything. وَخَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ طِينٍ We're going to come to it. But what's the end of the translation? وَخَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ طِينٍ And he created the human being from mud or clay. Okay? Today we'll use it here in this, because in the vocabulary they said it means mud. And we're going to work with that word a little bit, so we're going to use it as mud today. But it could mean clay now. It's also another meaning. But we want to use it for mud, because we want to work with this word a little bit in this lesson today, inshallah, in terms of some of the meanings. Alright? So he created everything, and he created the human being from tin. Naam, thumma qama wa kataba hadha darsa. على السبورة. What does it mean? ثم قام وكتب هذا الدرس. Then he stood up. Who stood up?
The teacher
stood up. And what did he do? And he wrote this lesson on the board. طيب. Question. خلق الله الشمس. Why is شمس فتى?
The object of the verb.
خلق is the فعل. Love the Jalal Allah is the fa'il, the one who did the action, and the object of the action of creation is Ash-Shamsa. Maf'ulun bi mansub. The sign that is mansub is fatta. Wal qamara is ma'atuf. Wal nujuma ma'atuf. Connected to it by waw. So they all also mansub. Wal arda wal bihara. Wa khalaqa kulla shayin. You have a question about that? Wa khalaqa kulla shayin. Now.
They say wa khalaqa kulla shayin. That is what it means. Everything.
So وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ every shay'in thing. كُلَّ شَيْءٍ That's مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ Everything. Okay. Everything.
So the chain is like thing. And then like one word is... Because I understand...
Shay means thing. كُلَّ thing means everything.
And
chain
means thing.
And what? Chain. Shay? Shay'in means thing. Naam. Shay'un is a thing. But here is Shay'in because it's mudafun ilay. Alright? It's mudaf to kull. Kull. Naam.
in some of the Quran, some of the ayahs,
نعم. In the Quran, sometimes it says وَخَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ. We're going to come to that in this lesson, inshallah. Huh? Yeah, I think we did.
سَمَاوَاتِ
وَالْأَرْضِ. Not khalaqa, not after khalaqa. No, maybe in a different type of context.
Yes.
But are you saying that you think you read that it said khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardi? That's not possible. That has to be a mistake in your book that you're reading from. Okay, but anyway, you can find it at any time as you like. But anyway, when you find it, inshallah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not khalaqa. It could be something else. It could be a preposition. إِلَى السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That's possible. Because then they both will be majroor. But if they're both mansub, it won't be ardi. It won't be ardi. Naam. السَّمَوَاتِ could take kasra. Even if it's object of verb or object of preposition. Because feminine sound plural. But ard can't go like that. It only goes one way. Naam. طيب ثم قام وكتب هذا الدرس على السبورة نعم okay رفع محمد يده what does that mean محمد raised his hand وقال ما معنى الطين what is معنى الطين what is the meaning of الطين رفع محمد يده why is يده الفتحة يد رفع محمد يده ها مفعول في ومفعول بي ومفعول مطلق ومفعول لأجلي it's مفعول به you can't just say مفعول because a lot of مفعولs there's مفعول به مفعول فيه مفعول مطلق مفعول لأجلي مفعول a lot of مفعولs which one are you talking about به نعم مفعول به ما معنى نعم he said رفع محمد يده because مفعول به of رفع what did محمد raise his hand وقال ما معنى الطين يا أستاذ what is the meaning of الطين O teacher قال المدرس the teacher said الطين معناه التراب المختلط بالماء what does that mean الطين its meaning is what التراب المختلط بالماء so التراب is what? The surface soil تراب is the surface soil the soil that's on the surface of the earth is called تراب التراب المختلط what is المختلط to? Mixed mixed with what? الماء okay so what is the meaning of طين here? The meaning of طين here is mud it's what? The surface soil that has been mixed with water. الطينو معناه Notice that the word معناه is written one way here and in the previous line above us we have رفع محمد يده وقال ما معنى In the first case معنى ما معنى is written with ألف مكسورة ما معنى written with ألف مكسورة like a ya right? Without the two dots and here معناه is written with ألف ممدودة the straight up ألف why is there a difference the same exact word in one case is written with ألف مكسورة and the other case is written with ألف ممدودة huh because when you add a ضمير to it as a suffix then you have to change the ألف مكسورة to ألف ممدودة and the reason for that is because ألف مكسورة can only be the last letter of a word Alif Maksura, like Tarmabuta, can only be the last letter of a word. So if you add anything to a word that has Tarmabuta, you can't leave Tarmabuta, you have to change it. If you add anything to a word that ends with Alif Maksura, you can't leave it written as Alif Maksura, you got to change it to Alif Mamduda. Is it clear? Tayyib. So this is important when? It's important when you are writing, that you don't write it the wrong way.
When you see it, you're going to know what it is. You're going to read it right and you're going to know what it is. But if you're writing, you could write it wrong if you don't remember. Okay? Faib. That's Muhammad, right? That was his question. Now Faisal has a question. وَرَفَى فَيْسَلٌ يَدَهُ رَفَى فَيْسَلٌ يَدَهُ What does that mean? Faisal raised his hand. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْمُدَرِّسُ The teacher said to him, أَعِنْدَكَ سُؤَالٌ يَا فَيْسَلُ أَعِنْدَكَ Does that mean, what is your question? Do you have a question? أَعِنْدَكَ عِنْدَكَ سُؤَالٌ يَا فَيْسَلُ Do you have a question, O Faisal? قَالَ فَيْسَلٌ نَعَمْ عِنْدِي سُؤَالٌ What did he say? Yes, I have a question. عِنْدِي سُؤَالٌ Al-Biharu Jam'u Al-Bahri What does it mean? Al-Biharu Jam'u Al-Bahri Huh? Is the word Al-Bihar Is this word Al-Bihar The plural of Al-Bahar Okay, the origin of Al-Biharu Is Hamzat al-Istifham Followed by Al-Bihar The word Al-Bihar Whenever you have the word that begins with Alif Lam, definite article Al, preceded by Hamzat al-Istifham, you write one Alif, make a Med on top of the Alif, and pronounce it as a long vowel, as though it's Hamza Fatta Alif. Al, going straight into the Lam of the definite article. Al-Biharu. Is this word Al-Bihar the plural of Al-Bahr? قال المدرس نعم هو كذلك Meaning? Yes, it is like that. Huwa kadhalika. Kadhalika is a word that's composed of two. Kaf, ka, which means like, right? And dhalika, which means that. Naam, huwa, it is like that. Naam. Qama al-hasanu. Wa qala ma jam'u al-sama'i. Who stood up? Hasan. And what did he say? What is the plural of as-sama'i? Ya ustadhu. Qala al-mudarrisu jama'uha samawat. What is this plural? Samawatun. The plural of as-sama'i is samawatun. Thumma sa'ala al-mudarrisu at-tullaba iddata as'ilatin. Meaning? Thumma sa'ala al-mudarrisu at-tullaba. Then the teacher asked, who? The students. Numerous, a number of questions. As'ila is the plural of what?
Question?
Is the plural of question? Huh? Sa'ala is a verb. As'ila is a noun. Su'al. As'ila is the plural of su'al. Huh?
Question.
Question, it means question, naam. But I'm just trying to remind you of the plurals and singulars and stuff. As'ila is the plural of su'al. Naam. So then the teacher asks a number of questions. Eddata as'ilatin. Al-Mudarris says, Man khalaqaka ya Ibrahimu? Man khalaqaka ya Ibrahimu? Meaning?
Who created you,
O Ibrahim? Who created you? Ibrahim says, خَلَقَنِي اللَّهُ Meaning?
Allah created me.
خَلَق Can you say, خَلَقَ-ي?
No.
Allah created E, أنا? No. Right? You have to separate the verb from يَا الْمُتَكَلِّمُ with نُون الْوِقَايَ نُون الْوِقَايَ That نُون is the نُون that protects the verb, the ending of the verb from taking any change. خلقني He created me. Who created me? الله خلقني الله Teacher says من خلقكم يا بنائي Who created you all of you my sons الجميع What does الجميع mean? The group all of them الجميع All of them answered خلقنا الله خَلَقَنَا اللَّهُ meaning Allah created us. المدرسو من خلقني يا عباسو من خلقني يا عباسو. Now he said, who created me? Oh عباسو. عباس says خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ. Allah created you. Here, notice that the maf'ulun bi is coming before the fa'il. What's the maf'ulun bi in this sentence? خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ. Ka. Ka is the maf'ulun bi. And the fa'il is? لفظ الجلالة Allah. The divine expression? Allah. Can you do what? No.
Will we watch him?
No.
Not this one, but the reverse.
You mean, can this expression, the word Allah, can it be the maf'ul bi in any sentence at all?
Not in any sentence.
I mean, can it be, is there such a thing that it can be the maf'ul bi naam? If you said, أنا أحب الله. Right? The maf'ul bi is Allah.
Yeah.
No. But in this sentence, how can it be? Allah is the creator. He cannot be the object of the action of creation. That's impossible. Mustahil. Mustahil. No, I'm saying, I know you're just asking grammatically, but it can't be. It's not possible. No. That's why I said, in a different kind of sentence, maybe. If the verb is a different kind of verb, then the object, yes, we can say, I love Allah. I obey Allah, something like that, yes. Now,
how come Hassan, in the sentence above, with the stormer Hassan, how come Hassan has an alif lam?
Okay, qama al Hassanu wa qal. Why does Hassan have alif lam? Can a name have alif lam? Naam. Al Hassan and Al Hussein, two grandsons of the Prophet, their name is Al Hassan and Al Hussein. Naam, it's possible.
There's no other Hassan and Hussein, only those two are the last of the Prophet.
No, somebody's name can be Al Hassan.
No, these two only refer there as the only one for the Prophet. It's the only two grandsons.
Oh, you're saying they are the only grandsons that he had?
That's why we use the Al-Islam?
No.
Definitely?
No. No, it's not because they're his only two grandsons, no. Because that was their name. They were named Al Hassan and Al Hussein. They were named like that. Somebody's name can be Al-Hassan. I never heard that anyway, maybe. Allahu Alam.
You never heard
Al-Hussein. They have a friend named Al-Hussein.
Yeah, I'm saying, are you saying that when they were named, that by revelation, Ali and Fatima were told, name them Al-Hassan because the Prophet is not going to have any other grandson? Allahu Alam. That would be the only thing, because who knew that he's not going to have any other grandson except them? Grandsons except them. Who knew that? Except Allah. Nobody knew that when they named them, that they're going to be his only grandsons.
No,
Ali and Fatima, radiallahu anhum, they don't know how many sons they're going to have, how many children they're going to have, if they're going to have any children. They don't know that. That's now the unseen. That's their name.
I was thinking what Hussein and Hassan.
Their name is Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein.
Oh, I was thinking that this word without the alif.
No, no, that's their name. That's their name.
When you say... You said that the care is the right?
Is the maf'ulun bi the kaf? Naam. خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ. Naam. Okay. Al mudarrisu says, "Man khalaqa al-shamsa ya Abdullahi." Meaning, who created the sun? Oh, Abdullah. Who created the sun, ya Abdullahi? خَلَقَهَا اللَّهُ خَلَقَهَا اللَّهُ means what? Allah created them. Them meaning what?
The sun and the
sun. So how is it them?
It's
not. Sun is feminine. Okay? Be careful. Be careful, huh? In this case, the ha here is because it's referring back to Shams. Shams is feminine.
Shams is feminine.
Yeah.
Naam. As-Sama' is feminine. It doesn't have Tarmabut, but As-Sama' is feminine. As-Shams is feminine. So some words, they are feminine, they have no indication that they are feminine, you have to memorize them. From them is Shams. Najm is masculine, yeah. Nujum is the plural of Najm. Ya Abdullahi? Yeah, okay, the reason why it's Ya Abdullahi is because it's Mudawfun ilay. Mudawf and Mudawfun ilay. And we said that when words are in Idawfa, the first part of the Idawfa construction normally takes Dhamma. Unless it's followed by Ya Nida, then it mansub with Fatta. That's why it's Ya Abda, Da, Abdullahi. طيب خلقها الله Allah created it يعني الشمس. Next page 61 top of the page المدرس says ومن خلق القمر يا عبد الرحمن and who the moon يا عبد الرحمن يا عبد الرحمن خلقه الله Allah created him, right?
It.
Allah created it, referring back to what? Al-Qamar. وَمَنْ خَلَقَ النُّجُومَ يَا أَحْمَدُ And who created the stars? النُّجُوم is the plural of what? نَجْمٌ وَمَنْ خَلَقَ النُّجُومَ يَا أَحْمَدُ خَلَقَهَا اللَّهُ Allah? Them, plural this time, huh? Because Nujum is plural, ghayra aqil. So ghayra aqil, plural is referred to by what? Feminine singular, ha. Khalaqahallahu. Yaqub says, Ya Ustadu, عندي سؤال. ليست له علاقة بالدرس. Ya Ustadu, indi su'al. What does that mean, indi su'al? It should be alaqatun. Alaqatun. It looks like it's, in my book, it looks like it's a kasra. But it should, I think it should be alaqatun. It has no relationship. Ya Ustadu, indi su'alun. Laysat lahu alaqatun bid-darsi. It should be alaqatun. I have kasra too, but I'm pretty sure it should be fatta. Anyway, somebody can look it up in the dictionary when you get a chance.
You're right, because before I came here, I confirmed those.
You know, okay, it's fatta. Yeah, it's fatta now. Yeah, alaqatun means to have some connection or relation to something. Alaqa. I think ilaqa means like a strap that you hold on or hang on to something. Ilaqa. Alaqa means a connection. Tayyib, if you don't have a dictionary, you need to have a dictionary. It's very important. Naam. Okay, no problem. At home. Ya Ustadu, عندي سؤال ليست له علاقة بالدرس. What does it mean? عندي سؤال ليست له علاقة بالدرس. I have a question that's not related, not connected to the lesson. Okay? So what does that mean? That Yaqub is trying to get the teacher sidetracked. Off the lesson, some other stuff. Huh? Let's see how far he takes him away from the lesson. The teacher says, Ma huwa? What is it? Yaqub says, Qara'tu fi kitabin anna an-nujuma ab'adu min ash-shamsi. As-sahihun hadha? What does that mean? I read in a book. That the stars are further from ba'idun ab'adu, are further than the sun. As sahih on hadha, is this true? Is it correct? He just says, Naam, hadha sahihun. The stars are further than the sun.
Maybe testing the teacher too, huh?
Yeah. You might be testing him too, checking him out, see if he knows anything about science. Al-Mudarrisu, Naam, هذا صحيح. مما خلق الله الإنسان يا أثمان. Okay, the teacher, you see how he got right back on the dars? He didn't take him too far, right? Let's get back on the dars. Naam, هذا صحيح.
Now I ask the questions. Mimma khalaqa Allahu al-insana ya Uthman. Who? Mimma. Mimma. From what? This is originally min and ma. But whenever you have the istifham ma, what, right? Connected to a preposition, you join them together and delete the long vowel. Mimma. Amma. Fi. Naam. Mimma khalaqa Allahu al-insana ya Uthman. What does it mean? From what has Allah created the human being? Ya Uthmanu. Uthman answers, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ طِينٍ. Meaning? Allah created man from mud. طين. يعني التراب المختلط بالماء. The teacher says, أَحْسَنْتَ يَا أُثْمَانُ. What does that mean? أَحْسَنْتَ.
Well done.
Well done. But why did he say أحسنتَ? Maybe, what if he would have said أحسنتِ? You, أنتَ, أحسنتَ. If he was talking to the whole class, he would have said what? أحسنتُم. أحسنتُم. Now it means well done, but more specifically, you have done well. You individually, أحسنتَ. Huh? If you were talking to your daughter, you would say to your daughter, أحسنتِ. Ya binti, ahsanti. Huh?
And if you're talking to two,
ahsantuma? Naam. Talking to two of them, ahsantuma. طيب, then he says, wa mimma khalaqa Allahu al-janna ya Aba Bakrin. What does it mean? Wa mimma khalaqa Allahu al-janna ya Aba Bakrin. From what has Allah created al-janna? What does al-jan mean?
Jinn.
Plural for jinn. Plural for al-jinn. So from what has Allah created the jinns? O Aba Bakrin. Why is Aba Bakrin with alif? Aba Bakrin, fatta alif. Because mudaf ilay. Mudafun takes alif. Huh? All the time? Mudafun, any word that's mudafun always takes alif? Huh? Does the word that's mudafun always take alif? A word that's mudafun can take any vowel, fatta, kasra, or dhamma. But in this case, it's taken fatta, alif. Why is that? Well, it's taken fatta for what reason? Because it's mudafun ba'd ya and nida. Okay, after ya and nida, a word takes dhamma, but if it's an idalfa, it takes fatta. But why the alif then, after the fatta? Okay, it's mansub. Mansub means it takes fatta. Why is it taking fatta alif?
Because usually it will be Abu
Bakrin. But when you put ya and nida, it becomes Aba Bakrin. Because this word ab is from the five words that are special words. Whenever they're in the idalfa, they have to be elongated. If its vowel is dhamma, it has to be elongated with wow. You say abu. But if its vowel is fatta, because it's mansub, then it has to be elongated with alif. If its vowel was kasra, because it's majroor, it would be abi bakrin. Okay, so what's the rule? That the asma al-khamsa, these five special words, ab and akh, are from them. Whenever those words are in idalfa, then the vowel has to be elongated. If it's a dhamma, it's elongated with waw. If it's a kasra, it's elongated with ya. If it's a fatta, it's elongated with alif. And in this case, the vowel for this word is fatta. Why? Because ya nida and idalfa. Ya nida, the mudalfun after ya nida, has to be mansub with fatta. In this case, the sign that is mansub is fatta alif because it is from the five special words, al-asma al-khamsa. What are they? Nope. Ab, akh, fam, and ham. Hamu. Ha.
Hamim, Hamu, means your male relative that is not permanently prohibited from marriage, like your brother-in-law.
Oh.
Like her brother-in-law. Her brother-in-law is prohibited from marriage, right? But not permanently prohibited from marriage, right? Not permanent. If she got divorced from that man, she could marry his brother, right? So it's not permanent marriage. That means that's not from the prohibited degree. That's permanent. That means that they are not mahram. He cannot be alone with her. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-hammu maut." The brother-in-law or the male relative that's not permanent prohibited from marriage is like death. Is extremely dangerous. So no woman should have her brother-in-law alone with her. That's my brother-in-law, yeah? And the Prophet said your brother-in-law is like death.
If they die,
it's dangerous.
If they die,
They can marry. They can marry. If he divorced her, they can marry. It's not like somebody who's permanently prohibited. Okay, what about his father? His father is permanently prohibited from marriage. So that means it's different. She can be alone with her father-in-law. She can be alone with the uncle. She can never marry him, no matter what. It's prohibited, absolutely permanently. Okay, don't get sidetracked. Get back to the lesson.
Like Uthman.
Oh no, Yaqub, go home. He never came back. Abu Bakr, that's right, he didn't come back. But somebody's trying to take his place. Abu Bakr says, Araftu, oh I'm sorry, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْجَانَ مِنْ Okay, so he said, يَا عُثْمَان مِمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْجَانَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ Abu Bakr says, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْجَانَّ مِنْ نَارٍ نار, what is نار?
Fire.
النار اللهم إني أسألك الجنة وأعوذ بك من النار النار is the hellfire.
So
the,
for this word relates back to the, when we say nar, like you're going to hell fire.
No, here it just means nar, fire. It's not an nar, here it's just nar, from fire. Okay. Yani Allah created the jinns from fire. From fire. He created the angels from? Nur. He created the human beings from? Tin. Abu Bakr says, Araftu thalika min al No, I'm sorry, the teacher asks, كَيْفَ عَرَفْتَ ذَلِكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ كَيْفَ عَرَفْتَ ذَلِكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ
How did you know that,
O Abu Bakr? He said, عَرَفْتُ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ He said, I knew that where? From the noble Qur'an. فَجَاءَ فِي سُورَةِ الْأَعْرَافِ It came, it was reported or narrated in Surah Al-A'raf. It came in Surah Al-A'raf. Anna Iblisa qala lillahi. What came in Surah Al-A'raf? That Iblis said to Allah, qala lillahi, ana khayrun minhu khalaqatani min narin wa khalaqatahu Min tinin. What did he say? Ana. I am khayrun minhu. I am better than him. Better than who?
Than
Adam. Naam. Khalaqatani min narin. You created me from fire. Wa khalaqatahu min tin. And you created him from mud. So I'm better than him. I'm created from fire. He's created from some mud. Huh?
Over here we have the same rule like Neen, the Noon.
Noon al Wuqaya, Naam. Khalaqatani. Naam. Khalaqatani. Wa khalaqatahu. Wa khalaqatahu. Here you have it because what? Khalaqatani. Because ya al Mutakallim. First person. Khalaqatahu. You don't have any. Noon al-Wiqaya, because you don't need it, you only need it with what? Ya al-Mutakallim. Tayyib.
So Adam is
here. Well, it's Adam is a dhamir, is referring back to him. But of course, when you read the Quran, you know Adam was already mentioned. So that's why he could use a dhamir to refer back to something that was mentioned, Adam.
طيب last page page 62 المدرس says أحسنت يا أبا بكر ها what does it mean you've done well oh أبا بكر نعم كم سماء خلق الله يا عبد الله how many heavens did Allah create يا أبا يا عبد الله عبد الله says خلق الله سبع سماوات meaning Allah created seven heavens المدرس وفي كم يوم خلق الله السماوات والأرض يا عبد الرحمن in how many days did Allah create the heavens and the earth O عبد الرحمن Notice here after come Abdurrahim. Oh no, I have Abdurrahman. Yeah, Abdurrahman. Five. Notice here after come the word after come is come wa fi kam yawmin. Normally after come the word should be singular mansub mufrad mansub, but here it's majrur. Why?
Because of fi.
Because come, whenever it's preceded by a preposition, you have the option to make its noun mansub or majrur. Mansub because of come, majrur because of the preposition. You have the choice, either way. Wafi kam yawmin. It could be wafi kam yawmin. It's possible. خلق الله السماوات والأرض يا عبد الرحمن. عبد الرحمن says, خلق الله السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. What does it mean? خلق الله السماوات والأرض. Allah created the heavens and the earth في ستة أيام. In 6 days. ستة أيام. The عدد is feminine and the معدود is masculine. And the معدود is مجرور. Huh? With the numbers from 3 to 10. Now.
I want explanation on this because normally we know as the Christians believe the sense they say that Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and the rest of the seven. So how we explain ourselves as Muslims that like because we say the same thing, Allah created the heavens and the heavens and the earth in 6 days. So the 7 days what we said that Allah observed the
No, I mean, no. The problem with this, okay, this is a fact. Allah created the heavens and earth in 6 days. That's a fact. It's confirmed in the Sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ explained it in the Sunnah, what he created each day. But the problem with what the Christians say is only one matter. Then he rested. Rested, why he rested? He got tired? That's not attributed to Allah. We don't attribute Allah takes a rest, Allah gets tired, Allah forgets, Allah sleeps. None of that is attributed to Allah. That's the problem. The Christians, their aqidah is twisted. They have all kind of corruption in their book that comes from yani, being misled by shaitan. Attributing to Allah characteristics of human beings, defective characteristics of human beings. That Allah rested. If he rested, that means he got tired. Couldn't go on any further. He got tired. A'udhu billah min hadha al-kalam. طيب he said he wants to sidetrack this so are we getting back to the lesson هذا صحيح the teacher said هذا صحيح this is correct قال الله تعالى في كثير من الآيات Allah said what the most high in many of the آيات إنه خلق سبع سماوات in many آيات he said that verily he created seven heavens فقال في سورة الطلاق he said in سورة الطلاق الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات what does that mean الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات Allah is the one who created seven heavens وكذلك قال في كثير من الآيات and he also said in many of the آيات إنه خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. In many other ayahs he said, verily he created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. فقال في سورة الحديد في سورة الحديد and he said in سورة الحديد هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام meaning what هو الذي he is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days وفي I'm sorry no wow في هذه اللحظة في هذه اللحظة رن الجرس وخرج المدرس من الفصل What does this mean? في هذا هذه اللحظة In that, in this moment In this very moment when he finished saying that The bell rang And the teacher He left He went out of the classroom Yeah, he said what he had to say And he went about his way. Now, yeah, he's running from Yaqub, you mean? Yaqub. Yaqub is the distractor. Huh? Is Bedo from what? Oh, Lahva. Naam. هذه اللحظة نعم anytime you have اسم إشارة هذا وهذه ذلك تلك أني اسم إشارة followed by and now ألف لام is better طيب التمرين the first exercise تمرين الأول أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية okay this تمرين is comprehension it's based upon what the lesson okay who if anybody remembers from the lesson these questions let's try to take them directly from the lesson come طالبًا وجد المدرس في الفصل نعم كم طالبا how many students وجد المدرس في الفصل did the teacher find in the classroom نعم عبد الكريم وجد فيه
خمسة عشرة
طالبا طالبا فقط he found in the classroom only 15 students only طيب number two لما ذهب الطلاب الجدد إلى المدير لما remember ما here is shortened because of the preposition before it لما what does that mean لما why did the new students go to the مدير anybody have it نعم أظن أنهم ذهبوا إلى المدير but why did they go to the مدير
okay,
yeah who can find it ذهبنا إليه
الآن ما وجدنا
الآن ما وجدنا
أسماءنا
في القائمة why did they go لأنهم ما وجدوا أسماءهم في القائمة because they didn't find their names in the list طيب number three من خلقنا الطالب خلقنا الله Allah created us من خلق القمر خلق خلقه الله why who because القمر is masculine مذكر نعم من خلق الشمس who created the sun خلقها الله خلقها ها right خلقها الله why ها because referring back to الشمس which is مؤنث feminine طيب من خلق النجوم من خلق النجوم خلقها خلقها الله Who created the stars? Allah created them مما خلق الله الإنسان What does it mean? What's the question mean? From what did Allah create the human being? خلق الله الإنسان من طين from what mud مما خلق الله الجن from what did Allah create the jinns خلق الله الجان من نار نا ها من نار ها When you say without kasra tain, meaning it has alif lam?
No, just to read it.
Minna, you can say that, but in class we want to hear the vowel ending. We want to know is it fatha, kasra, dhamma. We want to know is it tanween or not. We want to know that. Okay? Taib. Okay. Kam sama'an khalaqallahu. What does it mean? Kam sama'an khalaqallahu. How many heavens did Allah create? Why is sama'an with fattatain? Because of kam. Tamyiz of kam is mansoob. Unless it's mansoob and it's singular. Unless it's preceded by a preposition. Then it can be mansoob or majroor. Okay, kam sama'an khalaqallahu? Khalaqallahu sab'a samawat tin. Naam. Number 10. في كم يوم خلق الله السماوات والأرض. What does it mean? And how many days did Allah create the heavens and the earth? في ستة أيام. نعم. Okay, that's exercise number. Exercise number 2. أنا خير منه خلقني من نار وخلقه من طين. Okay, this is a statement, right? That is mentioned from the Quran. The statement of who? Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. We got to get to the questions here. أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. من قال هذا؟ من قال هذا نعم ها إبليس الشيطان قاله من قال هذا قاله إبليس لعنة الله عليه ولمن why did he say this I mean لمن who to whom did he say this ولمن who did he say this to قال هذا لله Because he's saying, خَلَقَتَنِي Who is he saying? You created me. He couldn't be saying that to anybody except Allah. مِنْ أَيِّ سُورَةٍ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ Yeah, from which surah is this ayah? Is it been Surah Al-A'raf or Surah Al-Hadid? A'raf. Says Musa. طيب. Exercise number 2. دع هذه العلامة علامة الصح أمام الجملة الصحيحة وهذه العلامة علامة الخطأ أمام الجمل غير أو غير صحيح الصحيحة أمام الجمل غير الصحيحة نعم So put this sign, the check, the sign of something being correct in front of the correct sentences and put this X, sign of mistake, in front of the sentences which are not correct. Okay, first sentence Somebody read it and tell me is it correct or not correct. Now, Abdul Haq, read. He said, At-tullabu al-jududu khamsata ashara. Is that sahih?
No.
Hada. Khata or sahih? He says khata. Who says it's sahih? He says sahih, Anybody else, Abu Bakr? Anybody else says sahih? You did say before sahih. You don't want to join them? You got help here. Sahih. What do you say, Salahuddin? He said it's not true. Like Abu Dhaq said, it's not true. The new students were 15 or 5. Students in the classroom were 15. The new students were 5. Naam, khata. Abdul Rahman, ma fahima. معنى ثلاث كلمات He said that what is the meaning of that عبد الرحمن ما فهم معنى ثلاث كلمات He did not understand three words is صحيح or خطأ صحيح Number three somebody read it
Somebody read number 3. Who didn't read yet? Today, no reading at all. Nobody. Now, Musa.
Sa'ala Faisalun. Sa'ala Faisalun. Faisalun Mudarrisu.
Al Mudarrisu?
No, Mudarrisa.
Al Mudarrisa. Why is it Mudarrisa? Al Mudarrisa. Mafulun bi. Sa'ala is the fail. Faisalun is the fail. Al Mudarris. Al Mudarrisu is the. Al Mudarrisa is the Mafulun bi. Go ahead. Yes, Faisalunil Mudarrisa. Now, because Faisalun is tanween, that noon has sukoon, you have to add kasra in order to connect it to the L because of Hamzatul Wasl. Sa'ala Faisalunil Mudarrisa. Naam.
Ma jam'u as-samawa.
Ma jam'u as-samawa as-sama'i. So, what's the meaning of this? Faisal asks the teacher,
what is the plural of sky?
What is the plural of as-sama? Sky. Now, what is the plural of as-sama? Tayyib. Did he ask the teacher that?
No.
What did he ask the teacher? Okay, in any case, he asked something else. He didn't ask this one, right?
I know somebody asked this question.
Al-Biharu. Jamul Bahr. Tayyib. Question number 4. كتب المدرس الدرس على السبورة. صحيح. طيب. Exercise number 4. تمرين رابع. ما معنى الكلمات الآتية؟ ما معنى الكلمات الآتية؟ What is the meaning of the following words? What is the meaning of the following words? الطين. What is the meaning of الطين in Arabic? Arabic meaning. Not the translation. What is the meaning? At-turabu al-mukhtalitu bil-ma'i. At-turabu al-mukhtalitu bil-ma'i. The surface soil when it has been mixed with water. Tell me, what's the meaning of aada? Raja'a. Raja'a. That's one of the meanings. Anyway, another meaning of aada. Anybody know another meaning of aada? Ziyaratul Marid, visiting of a sick person. Aada also means to visit a sick person. Naam.
Aada.
Huh? Aada. Aada means raja there. That's the meaning, the first meaning. Raja. Naam.
You said aada means to visit. That means to visit or to visit a sick person?
To visit a sick person, specifically.
That one word means the whole thing.
Yes. You say Aada, if you visit a sick person, you say Aada. But if you say, you just visit, you say Zara.
Zara, right.
Visiting anybody. But visiting a sick person, Aada.
Okay.
Al-Jaddu. What's the meaning of Al-Jaddu in Arabic?
Abu
al-Abi.
Aw
Abu al-Ummi. طيب, التمرين الخامس. اقرأ المثال ثم أكمل ما يلي على غراره. Read the example and then complete what follows upon the its pattern. The same pattern, just like this. What's the pattern? عاصمتُ السودان الخرطوم. عاصمتُ, the capital of Sudan, is الخرطوم. Same exact pattern. We want عاصمة in the beginning and the capital in the ending. Who take the first one? Naam, Abdul Haq. عاصمة العراق البغداد. طيب, next one. نعم, الدكرين.
عاصمة مملكة العربية السودان.
الرياض. نعم, عاصمة المملكة العربية السعودية الرياض. نعم, next one. نعم, طالب.
Germany. No, I said the country. I don't know.
Germany.
Oh, Germany.
Sana'a.
That's it.
عاصمة اليمن السنة. طيب last one. Yeah. مصر.
الكايرو.
كايرو is English.
Huh?
القاهرة. القاهرة عاصمة مصر. القاهرة. طيب exercise number 6. التمرين السادس. اقرأ المثال الأمثلة ثم اكتب الجمل الآتية مستعملا فعل التعجب. Read the examples, then write the following sentences using فعل التعجب. Alright, look at these examples though and see what's the difference between each example. Okay, in the first example we have what? هذا الرجل طويل. Okay, so we're saying what? هذا الرجل طويل. This man is tall. So now we want to make it into a فعل تعجب. ما أطول هذا الرجل. Notice طويل is changed into the pattern of أفعل. أطول. ما أطول هذا الرجل. And notice الرجل has what? فتى. طيب هذا البيت كبير. Meaning what? هذا البيت كبير. This house is big. Now we're changing كبير هذا الوزن أفعل أكبر. ما أكبر هذا البيت. Huh? Oh how big. Oh how big is this house. Huh? هذه السيارة جميلة. What's the meaning? هذه السيارة جميلة. This car is beautiful. So جميلة is put on the وزن of أفعل أجمل. ما أجمل هذه السيارة. ما أجمل هذه السيارة. What's the meaning? Oh how beautiful.
So I look at the
sky.
Something is happening here, then they turn around the what is the name in the first we had a Rajul Tawilon in the second one we did in Tawilon change to like fourth after man and then they come the Rajul at the end.
Yeah, why? Because and the you have to, when you change it to the form of ta'ajjub, then the thing that you are amazed about, that thing comes on the end. الرجل السيارة comes at the end. And the descriptive word, طويل or جميل, when it turns to the فعل تعجب, it has to come in the beginning of the sentence. ما أجمل. Okay.
How tall is this?
نعم. Okay, so he said same in English. All right? Don't worry. Don't worry. Just worry about in Arabic. طيب. Okay. Who wants to take the first one? Read the sentence and give me تعجب. Ya Abdul Karim.
Okay. هذا الماء بارد.
هذا الماء بارد. What does it mean? This water is cold. Okay, give me the ta'ajjub, ya Abdul Karim.
Ma
abrada.
Ma
abrada. Hada al ma'a. Five, second one.
Is that finished?
Huh?
يا
ما أبرد هذا الماء. نعم أبو عثمان. Again? Is it نجم or is the plural? Plural of نجم. النجوم جميلة. النجوم جميلة. Okay, give me the فعل تعجب. ما أجمل جميلة is changed to أجمل. So what is the what comes at the end? ما أجمل النجوم النجوم. نعم، ما أجمل النجوم. نعم، we have to switch around the arrangement. Okay, take the third one. نعم، عبد الحق.
هذا القلم.
هذا القلم رخيص. Meaning?
This pen is
inexpensive. You can say cheap or inexpensive. نعم، هذا القلم رخيص.
ما أرخص
هذا القلم. Oh, how inexpensive is this pen. How much would that pen be for you to be amazed? If it was a Parker pen, and it was for how much, you'd be amazed. Huh? $1? That's amazing. No, $1. Because Parker pen, 50 years ago, cost $1. If you saw one now for $1, that would be amazing. If they even sell them anymore, I don't know. Huh? 5 cents. You can hardly buy a big pen for 5 cents today. Depends on a Parker. Taib, next page. Page 65. Number 4. Who'll take it? Naam, Talib. Al-Loga 2. Al-Arabiya 2. Sahlatun. Everything is marfu'an here, right? The mubtada, the naat, and the khabar. Al-lughatu, al-arabiyyatu, sahlatun. Change it. Ma ashala. As. Hala. Naam. Ma ashala al-lughata al-arabiyyata. Ma ashala al-lughata al-arabiyyata. طيب، number five. نعم، موسى من قوية.
النجوم كثيرة.
النجوم كثيرة.
ما أكثر النجوم.
ما أكثر النجوم. نعم، meaning what؟
How plenty are the stars.
How plenty are the stars. نعم، صلاح الدين. Number six. اللبن حسن. What does that mean?
The milk is good.
Okay, the milk is good. نعم.
ما أحسن اللبن.
Oh, how good it is. Just wonderful, right? اللبن. العصيرة. الماء. Especially زمزم, right? ما أحلى. طيب, number seven. نعم, number seven. No, Abdul Haq said he'll take it. هذه السيارة سريعة. نعم.
ما أسرع هذه السيارة.
نعم. Number 8. Abdul Karim. Huh? What is the meaning? نعم. That's what I want to know. What is the meaning? Somebody help us. Yeah, Salahuddin. This car is fast. But when do you, what about when you say ma asra hadhihi as-sayyara?
How fast
is this car? Naam, number 8. Over here somewhere. Let's go on this side. Ya Musa.
Al-qamaru jamilun.
The moon is what?
Beautiful.
Naam.
Ma ajmala. Al-qamara.
What does it mean?
How beautiful
is the moon. Number 9. Naam, Salahuddin. نعم هذا القميص وسخ. What does it mean?
Shirt
is dirty. نعم. You just came from working underneath a car, changing the oil and stuff, huh?
ما أوسخ هذا القميص.
What does it mean? How dirty is this shirt? نعم, number 10. Abu Bakr, over here, other Abu Bakr. هذا الفصل نظيف. What does it mean?
This class is clean.
ما أنظف هذا الفصل؟ فصلا. نعم. ما أنظف هذا الفصل؟ طيب, this is فعل تعجب. And it's really simple. I think sound. The main thing that this ما is not a question, and it's not a negation, but it's for تعجب, right? And the description جميل, طويل, كبير, right? رخيص has to be put on the wazn of أفعل. Okay, and the last, the noun at the end, that you are amazed at, it has to be what? منصوب وفتة. طيب, exercise number 7, التمرين السابع. تأمل الأمثلة ثم اقرأ الكلمات الآتية واكتبها مع ضبط أواخرها. Contemplate over the examples. Then read the following words and write them مع ضبط أواخرها. مع what? ضبط. Being precise or exact, right? In reading their endings, the endings of the words, right? Is the fatha, the kasr, the dhamma, is it tanween or single vowel, right? Okay, so for example, the examples that we have what? Muhammadun, ya Muhammadu. After ya nida, single dhamma. Hamidun, ya Hamidu. Ustadun, ya Ustadu. Then we have a second set of examples. Ukhtu Hamidin. That's mudaf, mudaf ilay. Ya Ukhta Hamidun. Ya Ukhta. Hamidin. Here after ya nida, the mudaf mudafun ilay, the mudafun is mansub fatta. And of course the mudaf ilay is majrur normally. Abdullahi, ya Abdullahi, ya Abdullahi. Okay, so pay attention to what? Ya nida means it's a single dhamma. If it's an idafa, it makes it mansub fatta. Alright? Okay, let's read. Who take the first one? Read it the way it should be, with vowel endings, Abdul Karim. Ya Aliyu with a single vowel. Next one.
Ya Abbasu.
Ya Abbasu with a single vowel. Naam. Ya Rajulu with a single vowel.
Ya
Bintu with a single vowel.
Ya
Sheikhu with a single vowel.
Ya
Maryamu with a single vowel.
Ya
Abdullahi. Mansub, abd is mansub fatta, mudafun, mansub fatta, because it's following ya nida and it's mudaf. Next one.
Ya binta khalidin.
Ya binta khalidin. Naam, mansub majroor. Naam. Take it, Abdul Haq.
Oh.
Ya sa'iq.
Ya sa'iq.
سائق وسائقا. Why is it قا? Because يا النداء is مضاف. نعم. Means منسوب. يا سائقا السيارة. What's the ending of سيارة? سيارتي مضاف إليه مجهور. يا سائقا السيارتي. نعم. Huh? What's saik? What's the meaning of saik? A driver. Driver. Saqa yasuku. Huwa yasuku sayyara. He's driving the car. Naam. Next word. Musa.
Ya umma sa'idin.
Ya umma sa'adin. Sa'adin. Umma mansoob. Because mudaf munada. يا أم سعد. نعم. Next one. طالب.
يا عبد الرحمن.
نعم. يا عبد الرحمن. نعم. Next one. أبو بكر over here. يا رب الكعبة. يا رب الكعبة. نعم. نعم. أبو عثمان. يا إمام.
يا إمام المسجد.
يا إمام المسجد. مسجدي مضاف إليه مجرور. نعم. نعم. Next one.
يا ابن عباس.
يا ابن عباس. يا ابن
يبنى عباس نعم. And then we have here أبو بكر. After يا should be what؟ يا أبا بكر. يا أبا بكر. Okay. طيب exercise number 8 التمرين الثامن تأمل الأمثلة ثم عين. عين means identify, specify فيما يلي. What follows؟ جمع مؤنث السالم. What's جمع مؤنث السالم؟ Feminine, the plural, sound plurals. Feminine sound plurals. Feminine sound plurals. Jam, mu'annath, salim. Wadbut, akhirahu. And make precise or exact its ending. Identify the sound, feminine plural, and read precisely its ending. Okay? First we read the examples. Ra'aytu, sayyaratan. Huh? Fi'l and fa'il. Sayyaratan is what? Sayaratan is the fair or the fa'il or what? Mafulun bi. Ra'aytu sayaratan. Okay? Mafulun bi mansub. The sign is mansub is fatta. But now, right after that, we have ra'aytu sayaratin. Sayaratin is what in this sentence? It's plural, yes. But is the fair or the fa'il or what? Or the mubtada or the khabar? It's the maf'ulun bi. And maf'ulun bi is mansub, right? And the sign that is mansub is what? This is not a fatha, this is a kasra. The sign that is mansub is kasra. But why is it kasra? It should be fatha. Because sound feminine plural. The sign that is mansub is sound feminine plural is not fatha, it's kasra. So we say that in this case, ra'aytu is the fa'il and the fa'il. And sayyaratin is the maf'ulun bi. And it's mansub. But the sign that it's mansub is not fatha, it's kasra because it's a sound feminine plural. Because it's a sound feminine plural. Tayyib B says, Sa'alti al-mudiratu at-talibata. Sa'alti al-mudiratu at-talibata. Okay, sa'alti is the fi'l and the fa'il. المدير I'm sorry is the سألتي this should be instead of سألتي it should be سألت yeah it's a mistake it should be سألتي okay yeah سألتي no it's okay it's alright the سكون is changed to كسر because of the ألف the همزة الوصل ألف لام سألت المديرة الطالبة okay so سألت is the فعل and the فعل is المديرة and الطالبة is the مفعولٌ بي منسوب the sign is منسوب is فتة okay سألت المديرة الطالبات الطالبات okay here المديرة is the فاعل and الطالبات is what مفعولٌ بي منسوب the sign is منسوب is what كسرة why sound feminine plural and the same thing قرأت المجلة المجلة is مفعول به منسوب sign is منسوب is فتة قرأت المجلات and here المجلات is مفعول به it's منسوب the sign is منسوب is كسر because it's a sound feminine plural okay so what we're going to do here we want to read the sentence identify the sound feminine plurals and we're going to make sure that we read those sound feminine plurals with the correct ending in any case, I think we'll stop here. Who has the exact time? Is that time correct? Okay, we don't have a lot of time here. We're going to stop here at this, right? It's 5:02. Okay, we're going to stop here. This exercise number 8, inshallah, we're going to do in the class next week. But meanwhile, you could do it for homework. Exercise number 8 and exercise number 9. And 10, 11, 12, 13. Do a few of them for homework, inshallah. As many as you can. But write out the ones that we've already done from 1 through 7. Exercise number 8. What do you have to do? Read the sentence. After those examples, you have to read the sentence. Then you have to underline or circle or identify all feminine sound plurals. And make sure you read those sound feminine plurals with their correct endings. Now, In which one? In the first one? In the first one it should be Ra'aytu Sayyaratan. Ra'aytu Sayyaratin. Yeah, why is what's the question about it? In the first example, we have Ra'aytu Sayyaratan and we have Ra'aytu Sayyaratin. Is there a question about it? Okay? The first one is Sayyaratan because it's mansub and the sound mansub is fatha. And the second one is also mansub but it's the sound feminine plural, so it takes kasra as the sign of it being mansub. Okay? Alright, exercise, you got the right for homework, exercise 1 through 7. Please reread the grammatical points carefully and reread the dialogue carefully and try to do some of the remaining exercises, as many as you can. Number 8 is what we just went over. Exercise number 9 is dealing with Hamzatul Istifham when it's followed by a word with Alif Lam, that you make it a Med. Okay, number 10 is looking at the Noon Al-Wiqaya. Number 11, brother, excuse me, we're not finished the class yet. Number 11 is dealing with Ma Al-Istifham. Ma Al-Istifhamiyya, when Ma is preceded by a preposition like Min or Bi or Li, that the elongation of the Ma, Min Fatta Aleph, the Aleph is deleted when you connect it to a preposition. Okay, number 13 is dealing with the relative pronouns. Right, I think. Naam. The plural of alladhi is alladhina, and the plural of allati is allati. That's in exercises number 13 and 14, and that is the adhan.